guess every time you turned around today when you had runners on base, you know, number 16 came to the plate.
Yeah, other than the first inning. I wasn't real happy with the way that first inning went down. But, no, he had a great night. And, you know, good to see. I mean, he's very dangerous and, you know, proved that tonight.
Is there anything that he does that surprises you up there?
No, probably not, you know. No, I mean, he's got a real good eye at the plate. And he may look bad on a pitch or two, but then they might throw the same pitch in the same spot, and he'll hit it a long way just like he did tonight.
When he gets a hold of it,
he's strong. He is so strong that, you know, he can hit the ball out of any ballpark in any direction.
Zay got off to a little rough start, but he really settled in and pitched those last four innings.
He did. He was shaky in the first two innings. They hit some balls hard, you know, just missed a home run, and then the guy lined out with the bases loaded to Waddell. But then after that, he really mixed, like you said, he mixed his pitches, used his changeup, used his breaking ball, but still then was 94 or 95, I think, in the fifth inning. And so it was nice that we had comfortable lead and we could just get him out of the game right there after five. His pitch count was up, but I thought his last three innings he threw really well.
Of course, Brace came behind him and threw pretty well.
Totally offsets Zay because Brace doesn't throw, you know, he's a mid-80s guy on a good night, but he does throw a lot of strikes, and that's kind of why we brought him in when we did.
He got several guys suddenly hitting the ball. I think this is three straight games, 10 or more hits, season high, consecutive games. Is it contagious?
Oh, it's contagious, but I think it was kind of a question of time on some of them. I mean, you know, Chase Murray, Tristan, Colin, those are the three. Nick Wilhite, all of a sudden, I mean, he's had five hits in his last two games. It was good to see Waddell back in there playing tonight. He looked good. So, you know, I think we have the capabilities of being a good offensive team for sure. And it was just a question of time. But I agree with you. I think it is contagious that once a guy kind of gets going, it just helps other guys, you know, do the same thing.
Did you like where you had Waddell in the order today?
Yeah, I did. You know, I was kind of more protecting him than anything. But Goldberg's been so hot in that two hole that, you know, it's kind of, you can't really take
him
out.
Hard to move him out of there, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll probably keep him right there for the weekend. But he seemed to move around fine. He ran good before the game. So I think he's feeling pretty good.
In that fourth inning, you've been in that situation too where the bases are loaded and you got the guy coming up. What's going through the manager's head when you're out there trying to decide what to do?
Well, it's like, you know, who are you going to choose to try to get out? Is it going to be English or McCann? And, you know, I wouldn't want to have to try to get either one. You just hope that nobody's on when those two guys come up, particularly right now, McCann. You know, but that wasn't the case. And then I think, who'd he hit the double off of? Was that a lefty?
I think so.
That was a good at bat also, to stay in there on the lefty and hit the double down the right field line.
And, of course, if you can get Oscar to come in behind those two and start swinging the bat, that's even
– he's another one that, you know, kind of got off to a slow start and has been, you know, getting a couple hits here and there the last couple of games.
Does Tristan say anything to the other pitcher? Because he just keeps getting nailed all the time.
No, I mean, that's kind of a running joke on our team right now, honestly. But I think, you know, it seems like most of them, they've hit him with off-speed pitches, and he won't move, so, you know.
Is that umpire's discretion?
Ramsey has a pretty good way of describing it, the rule. The pitch has to hit you. You cannot hit the pitch. meaning with your with a body part. So if
you, right. He's not moving into the pitches, but he's not moving out of them.
No, he's just holding his ground. And, you know, so if you make any move with a knee or a body part to try to get hit, it'll get called a strike. And I think that happened, didn't it, last weekend? Somebody got called strike
and
three.
And if it's a two-strike count, that'd be strike three.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anything else, guys?
Mm-hmm. I'm good. Ended up being a nice day, kind of.
Yeah.